I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Well, we certainly do hope you'll enjoy the show today because we're doing it very differently than usual. We're using a whole new software, a whole new setup, and a whole new laptop. And it's just been interesting so far. I've started the program 3 times and had to go back and redo it each time. Mainly because I'm getting used to the software. I'm having to do the adjusting thing up and down until it sounds right in my ears and on the little VU meter doohickey. You know you gotta keep that VU meter doohickey happy or your podcast just won't sound right at all. However, you should notice that the quality of my dulcet tones is perhaps better than it was last time. Last time things were happening that were very strange. There were sound fluctuations, and my voice kept going, and all kinds of weird things were happening. I don't know why. Don't ask me. Anyway, things are very different this time. Like I said, I'm still trying to get used to the software, and so hang in there with me as I try to use this new software. If something goes terribly, horribly wrong, you'll know why. And all that will be explained in the course of the podcast, because I'm going to try to tell you what all has been happening with various things this week. But before we do that, let's try doing a Tech Podcast promo.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Well, that went okay, so maybe we'll make it. What do you think? You never know. Well, let's try a blueberry one.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Well, that worked pretty well, too. That was from a whole different part of the software. That was from the cart section. You know, carts are those things in the radio biz that they have commercials recorded on. They're kind of look like old 8-track tapes. They slap them into a little slot thingy, and they play their little 10 seconds or whatever it is, to 30 seconds for the spot, and they call them carts. And so in the software here, they have a cart section where you can set things up and play them. For instance, I have a drbill.com one.
TheComputerCurmudgeon.com.
Now, the cool thing about the cart button is that I can hit it one more time.
TheComputerCurmudgeon.com.
And see, it just keeps playing it over and over and over. I could completely bore you out of your mind by just playing it over and over and over, but I won't. Anyway, it's kind of cool that it can do that, though. I like that. That's kind of cool. And I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll talk about that as the podcast progresses. But right now, let's do our geek culture. Now, for those of you that are in the know, you know that this week was the official announcement, this past week, I should say, was the official announcement of the new iPhone, the second generation iPhone. And this iPhone's claim to fame is that it is a 3G phone, which means it's much faster, speedier on the net, and those kinds of things. However, it does have a few issues. Now, it's cheaper. That's good. Although cheap is relative. Cheap for an iPhone means less than $500. Not really cheap in my book, but what are you going to do? Anyway, Somebody did a parody of the Mac and PC ad between an iPhone 3G, the new iPhone, and a plain old boring cell phone from 5 years ago. So let's listen to that, shall we?
Hello, I'm an iPhone 3G.
And I'm an old cell phone from 5 years ago. You know, this isn't even fair.
What's not fair, old cell phone from 5 years ago?
Well, with the advances in technology from when I was made, you can't compare my camera and camcorder with your amazing...
Actually, my camera doesn't even have a flash. It's only 2 megapixels and I don't have a camcorder.
What? So you can't send those fancy videos?
I can't even send or receive photos.
Get out of here. What happens if someone sends you a photo?
I have to memorize this really long, annoying username and password and enter it into this other website just so I can see a small thumbnail of the large photo somebody originally sent me.
Well, at least you can copy and paste it into your new high-speed 3G network's browser.
Yeah, I don't even have copy and paste. Actually, I'm a lot like the first iPhone, but a lot more annoying since some of the most basic features that even you have are still missing.
You have flash support now, right?
No.
You can erase a single recent call from your call history without erasing all your calls, right?
Nope.
Stereo Bluetooth?
Well, I am an iPod, so, well, no.
Is there any good news?
Well, I come in white for only $100 more.
Oh. You want to see my lights flash?
Wow, how much extra was that?
Yeah, that's high-tech, isn't it? So there are still some complaints out there in iPhone land. I was surprised to hear they didn't have stereo Bluetooth. I mean, you know, it's an iPhone. It's also an MP3 player. It looks like you'd want to have stereo, but oh well. Anyway, I realize that may, as geek culture goes, that may be a little slightly lame, but that's okay. We had really good ones for the last 2 weeks, so slightly lame is better than nothing at all. Okay. Anyway, let's go to the blog, shall we, and look at the next item after the last very, very late edition of the Dr. Bill podcast, which, by the way, that was only Wednesday that I did that podcast, so this is fairly recent right after that, and I'll get into the reason, as I said, soon. Anyway, this item is don't count biofuels out just yet. Now, there have been a lot of folks that have written me and sent me emails and various other things and comments in my blog and things of that nature that said, why do you support ethanol? Ethanol is lame. Besides, ethanol is, they're using corn that they should be using for food for ethanol, and you don't get as much energy out of it as you should and all those kinds of things. Okay, 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 okay. I realize there are problems with ethanol, but the issue there is not so much the ethanol itself, it is the source from which you get the ethanol. Yes, I agree that we probably should be using corn, for food, yes, rather than for a fuel source. But there are things that we don't use for food, unless you're a cow, that can be used as a source for ethanol. And of course I'm talking about switchgrass. Switchgrass is grass. And most people don't eat grass. Maybe a few, but none that I know personally, fortunately. Anyway, switchgrass is something that actually President Bush talked about at one point, that we could use switchgrass to make ethanol. Everybody went, yeah, what's he been smoking? Anyway, the point is that they have been studying good old boring switchgrass and have found that it will gain them 500% more power out of using switchgrass than goes into actually growing and cultivating it. Now that's pretty good. 540% return. That's the exact figure, 540%. Over 500% more power than it took to create it. Which is pretty doggone good. And they have done a study to demonstrate this. Now, an earlier study found that the energy gain was 343%, which is no small change, but 540% is much better. Now, they do have the recommendation that you probably should plant the switchgrass right beside the refinery to save on the actual trucking of the switchgrass to the refinery. That just makes good sense. So there you go. Maybe ethanol has a future after all. And don't write me any stupid emails, because I'll just delete them with my little delete button. Sigh. Anyway, Yahoo and Microsoft, that deal is off the table. Doomed. Gone. Forget it. Just send their saddle home. That's an old country expression. Yes. Anyway, we won't be having a micro who after all, which actually does not make me sad at all. At any rate, the statement was issued by Yahoo a few days ago saying that all talks with Microsoft over any possible combination of their businesses has effectively concluded, and it wants to maintain its own search business. However, they did say that they were going to partner with Google, that's like their competitor, to do Google ads on the Yahoo site. Now, from my perspective, that means they must be a hurting for some cash, because it looks like they could put ads on their own site and make the money straight themselves rather than having to go through Google. Kind of shows how lame they are when it comes to the whole advertising thing, if you know what I mean. Next item, Geek Software of the Week. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to do the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. See, I've got that on a cart, too. I can press the little button, and it makes the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Isn't that very cool? Anyway, and I forgot to hit the button, so there you go. Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is SpeedFan. Now, I know that sounds like something that you would use to maybe like a little toy thing that flies through the air, SpeedFan, but no, it's software that monitors your system. You can run SpeedFan, it'll tell you how hot your hard drive is and how hot your CPU is and basically how hot your computer is, which, you know, if it's burning up and smoke is coming out of it, it's a little too late to know how hot it is, but it will actually show you a little number that will tell you in centigrade how hot your system is. And if you minimize the application, it puts the little number in the tray. That's so cute. You know, when I ran the one here and took the picture, it said 42 degrees. Now, 42 degrees doesn't sound too bad until you realize it's centigrade, which means it was like 100 and something degrees, which is pretty hot. So, there you go. That was my laptop at work, not my personal laptop. Just to clarify. Anyway, okay. This weekend, pay attention. This is the next item. This weekend is the weekend that Hulk will smash the theaters across the country. He will smash them into small bits, which is cool, and I want to see it. So, here's what I wrote in my blog. Me go see Incredible Hulk. Hulk smash. Dr. Bill like. Game Master come too. Game Master's mom also come see movie. It be fun. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I was laying on the Hulk lingo there pretty heavy. But that's okay. It was still fun to do. And the Hulk is going to be fighting the Abomination. That sounds so evil, doesn't it? The Abomination. Anyway, so I've got a picture of good old Jolly Green Giant himself right there in the blog. And he's going snarl, snarl, snarl. Anyway, next item is the item that will launch me into a discussion of the software that I'm using to record the podcast. So here we go. If you recall in our last episode of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, I was having problems with my new laptop, my brand spank new shiny laptop, Sparkle, that is very cool. It has 4 gig of RAM, 160 gig hard drive, dual processor, 1.8 gigahertz AMD 64-bit processor, awesome, NVIDIA GeForce 7000 M-Mobile, 256 meg of memory, dedicated video memory. Dude, it's an awesome laptop. And a 17-inch, imagine, actually slightly larger than 17-inch, video screen. And it's all sparkly and shiny. And you can watch things in the 16:9 aspect ratio that movies are in right on your screen. It's awesome. Anyway, cool as all that is, I couldn't do my podcast on it. Because in their infinite wisdom, ha, 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 they split the video card into the output and the input as two separate parts of the card, and so I couldn't do the podcast. I couldn't hear myself. I could talk, but I couldn't hear myself. I could play carts like I was trying to do earlier and with the button, and nothing would happen, and it was just not good. So Wednesday, that was what made the podcast so late this past week. Wednesday, I knuckled under and did it with my old laptop, which is cool. You know, it works great. It's a nice laptop. But it was my new one. I wanted to use the new one. You know how it is when you're a kid with a new toy. Okay, I'm an older kid, but I still had a new toy and I wanted to use it. And I couldn't. So I started doing research. I frantically searched the web. I frantically searched through all of the forums that talked about the Realtek HD audio card. And you know what everyone said? Well, the things that I can repeat on the podcast about them were basically that it was lame. And they were having the same problems that I was having. And so the consensus seemed to be, don't even use the stupid audio card to do your podcast. To which I said, okay, brand new laptop and I've got to get a different audio card. You can't exactly put a different audio card in a laptop. It's built in. So I started looking into USB audio cards. There's a bunch of them out there. Now, there are advantages to USB audio cards. For instance, one of those advantages is that it separates the audio from the machine, therefore it is cleaner and crisper and has greater clarity. Perhaps you can note that in the sound of my voice. At any rate, what I found was an inexpensive USB audio card, thankfully. $12.99. And believe me, it's worth $12.99 to be able to do your podcast again on a brand new, nearly $1,000 laptop. Kind of sad when you think about it. But at any rate, $12.99 for a ZoneTech external USB sound card 7.1 sound. Virtual 7.1 sound. But I didn't get it for that part anyway. I just wanted a USB sound card. And it's a little itty-bitty black boxy thing. There's a picture of it in the blog. If you want to go to drbill.cc, you can see the picture in the post from June 13th, which was Friday the 13th, by the way, but we won't go there. Anyway, there's the picture of the USB sound card doohickey. And if you plug that in, you can then use software that will look at that card as opposed to the internal card. Now, here's the problem with that. Every podcast I've done up to this podcast, think about it. Every single podcast up to this podcast, all 139 of them prior to this one, which is 140, by the way, this is the 140th podcast, all of them up to now have been done through some software called Pod Producer, which is open source and free and good. And I have actually corresponded on with email with Alfredo Romo, the guy in Mexico who wrote Pod Producer. Nice guy. Really like Alfredo. Dude, hola Alfredo, ¿qué pasa? Anyway, the thing is that Pod Producer, since it's open source, you know, and it's not even at version 1 yet, it's at version 0.27, so very, very young in terms of its development. Pod Producer doesn't allow you to switch between the different parts of various audio cards, so it doesn't support USB audio all that well. You know, hey, it's okay. I can't blame Alfredo for this one. You know, it's a unique situation. So I started looking for software that would support different audio cards inputs. And here's what I found. I found a software package called Podcast Station. Now, the cool thing about Podcast Station is they have a 30-day free trial, which is a good thing because it's $59.95, and I didn't have $59.95 to spend on it because I'd already bought the laptop and the USB card. So it's a good thing they had the free 30-day trial, isn't it? Or you wouldn't even be hearing the podcast. But that's another story altogether. By the way, while I'm at it, If you want to help out the doctor, there's a button right there at the top of the blog, drbill.cc, that says money. If you click on that money little button there, you have the opportunity to contribute to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, the podcast. Yes. So if you'd like to send me the $59.99 so I can buy the software and actually use it after the 30 days when it expires and goes, then that would be a good thing. Anyway, so I downloaded Podcast Station, and I hooked it up, and it works great. Now, I am still getting used to it, which is why when I started the podcast and said, you know, that time, what do I say when I start the podcast? It's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yes, that. See, I always do it, don't even think about it. I do many things without thinking about them. Most things I do without thinking about them. Anyway, so when I did that, it was a little too loud, and so if it was too loud for you, I'm sorry. You know, there you go. So I'm still learning the software. I'm learning the tweaking of the software, so I'm getting there. Anyway, the point is, this software is really cool, and I put a little, in the entry there, I put all kinds of things about the features that it has, and you'll note at the bottom of the entry in the blog concerning Podcast Station, which the title of that entry is Solution to the Renegade Laptop Sound Card, there's a red boxy thing that says record, edit, mix, publish. And then it says broadcast quality for a podcast world, Podcast Station, free trial download. Click here and break into podcasting. If you click on that box, you can download your 30-day free trial and try the software out, which is kind of cool. So that's why I put it in there, because I kind of like the software. It actually works rather well. So there you go. Whew, I told you that was going to be a long story. It's been kind of a quest this week to try to get the podcast straightened out with the various things that I had at hand to use to do it with. Yes. Next item, big one. Get ready, big item. Are you ready? Mozilla Firefox 3.0 will be out this coming Tuesday. That's not Monday. It's Tuesday. Tuesday of next week, Mozilla Firefox 3.0, not the release candidate version 2 that's available right now, but the real final release will be available. Now, let me tell you, if you haven't got excited about a web browser in a while, you need to download it on Tuesday when it comes out, because it's going to be so awesome. I have downloaded the release candidate, and I've tried it, and I like it. It's got so many little cute features. Little features that, you know, in and of themselves, if you try to describe them, you'd go, whoopee-doo, I don't understand why that's so exciting. But all together, the whole user experience, all together, is goodness. So I like it. So get ready to download it. The only feature that they have announced that it would have that it's not going to have on Tuesday is the private browsing feature. That's a rather complex feature, and they won't have it ready. But that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Plus, they're also trying to break a record on Tuesday. They're trying to break the record for the most downloaded program of all time. So here's what I want you to do. On Tuesday, sometime after they have released the program, go to the site and download it. Whisper to your friend, dude, download it. And have him or her tell their friends to download it. Everybody tell everybody to download it. Let's help them break the record. Because here's the secret reason. If Mozilla Firefox breaks the record of all time most downloaded program, it will make Microsoft very sad. Which will make the doctor very happy. Yes. You know I love it when Bill Gates sheds a tear. Yes, indeed. So there you go. Let's do it for the doctor. Go out there and download Firefox on Tuesday. Get everyone to do it, even people that don't have computers. Have them go to the library and download it just for the fun of it. Yes. You could even do it at work. I wouldn't say you should install it at work, because the network team and the server team at work will probably shoot you if you do. Ha ha. Because, you know, they like to control their software downloads and things like that. But it will still count as a download, so you can download it and then delete it. and maybe go back later in the day and download it again. Okay, maybe I'm getting a little carried away, but that's okay. Anyway, so we've had fun with all these things. Now, let me say that I will keep tweaking and learning the software, the podcast station software. They have tutorials, by the way, on their website, podcaststation.com, which you can get to by going to the little red box link I mentioned in the blog, clicking on it, and going there. And if you will do that, I'll tell you a secret. That will actually help the doctor as well, because I get credit for the ones you download and register. Isn't that cool? So even that will help me get the $59.95 I need to buy Podcast Station. Yes, and that's good, because 20-some days from now, it's going to go, and it won't work anymore. You know, that's the nature of a 30-day free trial. But anyway, I digress. As usual. So, what else was I going to mention? Let's see, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. We did that, yes. Tell you what, while I'm thinking, here's a blueberry bumper.
Blueberries.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Cool, huh? I just like hitting the button. That's part of why I did that. I know I played it earlier, but I like to hit the button. Anyway, the other thing I must mention, of course, is that if you go to the blog, drbill.cc, you'll note over on the right-hand side, there is the Go to My PC advertisement. And, of course, it will be a tremendously good thing if you click on that and sign up for a 30-day free trial. Free trial. Did I mention free? It's free! Free trial of GoToMyPC. That will also help out the good old doctor and keep the podcast going, even as I get all these various things and it gets complicated and I have to buy USB sound cards and make things work. And at least it keeps the geekiness flowing, which is in itself a good thing. Yes, indeed. All right, let's see here. Where am I at now? Oh, yes, I know where I'm at. I need to remind you that it's time to head out of here. There's that music. Isn't that cool? It just fades right in. Ha, ha, ha. All right, well, the doctor is...